for coming by another one of my top five videos. This week, we are heading down to the Bayou in New Orleans for the Zurich Classic, and it is a team event, very different, obviously, the first time. We're going to cover this team event here at Awesomeo, so let's go ahead and jump right into some of the first clicks that I had this week when looking at the odds, which just dropped to, I would say, just about an hour ago from when I'm doing this, recording this, I should say. So, of course, our transparency corner, as we always do here on these shows, is Honor Bon Lahiri missed the cut, Kyle Stanley missed the cut, Patton Kizzire missed the cut. What a surprise. I decided to play a couple of hot guys, and they missed the cut. Kind of been a little bit of my story when going for those longer-priced guys this year. Maybe go to look for a new formula there a little bit. I got an idea for this week. Now, Russell Henley, however, nice little top 10 payout there, about a 5-1 roughly. So that gives us a break even for the week. Tyrell Hatton, T26th, had a really rough Saturday, or at least the last 12 holes on Saturday. Had he kept that together and had the Sunday he had, he would have found himself into a nice pay position, but it didn't work out for us that way. So let's go ahead and jump right in now to this week's bet, and we're going to go a little bit opposite. That's my idea this week. We're going to change. I've been giving you, say, my favorite odds first. Well, now I'm going to go long shots to favorites. I'm going to start off with Akshay Bhatia and Scott Piercy. Now, I would have loved to see their odds a little higher than 125-1. Maybe nobody will bet them here in the next couple of days, and maybe we will get a little bit of longer odds, but Piercy's a former winner of this team event here, so certainly something to keep an eye on. Plus, he came in 13th as well, so really good starts. Obviously, this will be the first one for Bhatia coming up. But 125-1 on the odds to win, 20-1 on the top 5, 10-1 on the top 10. And that gives us about a 4.5-1 on the top 20, which I do like. Again, Scott Piercy has shown he's pretty good in this format, and we know Bhatia can light it up in a hurry, just looking for a break. Maybe the break is this week. Recent form, Bhatia missed his cut a couple of weeks ago here as I look over my shoulder. Scott Piercy made the cut last week in Hilton Head and came in 62nd. Next guys I want to talk about are Keith Mitchell and Brant Snedeker. Interesting team here, especially we can get Keith Mitchell to be hitting a lot of those tee balls. Brant Snedeker will gain 20 or 30 yards off the tee. Then hopefully we can get Brant Snedeker hitting some of the putts, or at least birdie putts, as certainly Mitchell has struggled with the flat stick in years past, while Snedeker is certainly one of his best. So their odds to win 90-1 coming in. Both, though, not great here. Both missed the cut in 2018. Granted, Keith Mitchell played with John Daly. Brant Snedeker was teamed up with, not sure who, but they both missed the cut. Regardless, 90-1 here this year, 15-1 on the top 5. That gives us 7-1 on the top 10 and about 3.5 or 3-1 on the top 20. Recent form looks good. Keith Mitchell came in 17th a few weeks back and 42nd last week in Hilton Head for Snedeker. That was coming off his first top 10 as well. So maybe a good spurt of form for both of these guys. And I like the team. I like the combination of skills that they both have. Next one here we're going to go to is a big Ryder Cup situation going on for at least the European squad. Graham McDowell, maybe more in consideration for an assistant captain, but Matt Wallace, he is certainly fighting for a spot on the team, one of the lowest ranked Englishmen out there. 70-1 to win. That's going to give us, you know, somewhere, I would say, in the 11-10-1 on the top 5, 6-1 on the top 10, and 3-1 on the top 20, which I think is great. As Graham McDowell, last couple of years, he hasn't even been in great form and come in 18th and 22nd. Missed the cut there in Hilton Head last week, but Matt Wallace didn't, came in 18th, and that was with a bad Sunday. So I like these guys going this week. I think they present a little bit more value on this number than my next two that I'm going to pick, my next pair. Justin Tsui and Doug Ginn. This is more of there's no way I'm letting these guys win and not getting a piece of that. But Justin Tsui came in 61st last week in the Korn Ferry Tour event, so maybe not great form. But again, hasn't missed a cut worldwide in quite some time, so at least consistent there. And of course, Doug Ginn had that blazing Sunday before the double bogey kind of set him back. Still came in 33rd. They're going off at as well 70-1, so same prices down the board as Graham McDowell and Matt Wallace are. And they have, neither of them have teed it up in this event, so just fun. I know that they're probably friends from their college days. I like the team. I don't really love the odds. Okay, now my last one. Team that I do like, and I do like the odds given the fact that Victor Hovland is one of the best players in the world. And Christopher Ventura, I think he's an underrated player. Certainly can get very hot with the putter. So 45-1 to win for them. It's going to give us some pretty short odds. I would say somewhere in the 8-1 Maybe lower than that. Sorry. Excuse me. 5-1 on the top five. Somewhere in the 4-1 on the top 10 and 2-1 on the top 20. Coming in 21st for Victor Hovland at the Masters a few weeks back, and Christopher Ventura had a 75th in his last start. Did make the cut. That is a made cut number there. Neither of them have teed it up in this event in the last 3 years at least, so no course history to go over. So again, let's go front to back real quick. Akshay Bhatia and Scott Piercy are my bomb of the week. Keith Mitchell and Brent Snedeker is my mid-value. Then Graham McDowell, Matt Wallace, I think is one of the better values on the board. Justin Soon, Doug Gim is, I'd say, my one reach of the week. And my favorite pick is Victor Hovland and Christopher Ventura. That will do it for my top five bets here for the Zurich Classic. Of course, stay tuned for my top five values on the PGA DFS side. And then sleepers and fades coming out after we get ownership throughout the week. So thanks for joining, everybody. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel. Of course, we come out with these videos all the time, and you want to get notified when they do come live. So until next time, everybody, cheers, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side.